immortal, invincible, the only wise God, we appreciate you for the privilege and the opportunity to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. We ask that the Holy Spirit, which is the great teacher, will teach each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Lord, we come against every spirit that make people to misunderstand, misinterpret your word. Father, we ask that the Spirit of the living God will take control in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. We are welcome each and every one of us to the presence of the Almighty God this morning, and I believe that God will greatly bless us in Jesus' name. The last time I had the opportunity to and the privilege to share with us, I talked about winning soul. So today, by the special grace of God, we'll be talking about hope, you know, and how to keep our hope alive. You know, it is true that we live in a world that is very corrupt, perversion. It is true that God has full knowledge of everything that, you know, that are happening now. Even both the time of Jesus Christ, you know, from the beginning to towards his end of his ministry, his purpose, you know, for the believers on earth here is to be light, you know. He said we are the light of the world. God is aware of everything, you know, the changes that are happening here and there. But the good news is that how many of us know that we serve the unchanging God in a changed world? Lot of sin, sometimes we are confused, even myself, you know. Sometimes you just look at things around you, everything, you know, are changing very fast, and you just be looking at it. Lord, what is this? He's aware. That's why in the book of Second Timothy, he talk about the, you know, the perilous time. This is the time. He's fully aware. So that's why I want to encourage you this morning that God is alive, just like the choir has sang this morning. And what we need to do is that we should keep our hope alive and raise our hope, because we know that we serve the God that can never change. Let's quickly look at the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew 5, 14, talking about the unchanging God in a changing world. And you know, there's something to encourage us this morning in this changing world. It says, ye are the light of the world. You know, any believer who does not keep this goal in his mind as he goes about his daily activities will sooner or later be sidetracked and be swallowed up by the enticement attraction in this changing world. You know, wherever God has placed us, at the place of our work, in the community, even in our household, we have to constantly know that the Bible says we are the light. You know, we are to show forth the glory of God. Everywhere we go, if there is darkness, we are the light. So we don't need to be ashamed, you know. And I pray that we not be sidetracked in the mighty name of Jesus. No, just like I said, that there are a lot of changes around us. You know, as believers, we must be different. Last Tuesday, we talked about it, living a separate life for Christ, you know. Because we serve the unchanging God, you know, he cannot change. That's why if you look at the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, Malachi 3, 6, if you are there before me, you can read. I don't know how many of us are ready for the service this morning. I don't know how many of us have our Bibles and our notebook, our Bible. How many of us? How many of us? We have encouraged us next week so that we can at least bring something to write something down. Because sometimes we may need this, some of the things that we come to church to hear, you know, sometimes we may need them. I still have some of my notes back as far back as 2004. 1989, 85, I still have them. So God will help us as we do so in Jesus' name. Malachi 3:6. If you are there before me, you can read. Say, praise the Lord. Yeah, it's all right. Thank you. Can somebody read Hebrews 13:8? We should all know that by heart. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, we should be different because we serve God that can never change. Let's look at what the Bible says to encourage us believers in this changing world. Proverbs 24:21. I want all of us to be there. Proverbs 24:21. Are we there? Can somebody read? Praise the Lord. Somebody with amplified version?
My son, reverently fear the Lord and the King, and do not associate with those who are given to change of allegiance are revolutionary.
Praise the Lord. That is it, to encourage us in this changing world, that we should not give in to change. We should not be associated with those who give in to change. Since we are the children of the unchanging God, we should remain steadfast and hope. You know, we should remain in the work of God, where God has placed us. We should keep our hope alive. That is the encouraging one for us. You know, and let's look at what the Bible says about hope. 1 Corinthians 15:19, talking about hope, the need for us to be hopeful in this changing world. 1 Corinthians 15:19. Praise the Lord. Some other website, we are most miserable, you know. We have hope of what? Eternity. We're talking about the kingdom of God. I shared with the women during one of our meetings. I said to them, I say, we know that our hope is not only in this world, that, you know, that our Christian journey is like a ladder that is here on earth, that is just from here to heaven. And, you know, along the way, there are a lot of distractions, just like we are now, just like in this type of world we are living, you know, either by the devil or by ourselves. So we have to be, you know, be vigilant, and we have to be deliberate in our Christian race, so that we keep our hope alive, because we know that we have the hope of eternity. And I pray that we reign with him in Jesus' name. Let's look at John chapter 14, encouraging word, just to encourage us in this changing world. John 14:2-3.
I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Praise the Lord. See, that is our hope of eternity. You know, we have to keep our hope alive, so that we'll be able to reign with him, so that we'll not be carried by the changes of this world, by the trend of the worldly people. You know, we have to refuse to give in to change in this world. You know, Jesus said he has gone to prepare a place for us. It's not for everybody. It's for those people that are prepared to reign with him. You know, there's always what we must do, just like the rich ruler. We had it in Sunday school this morning. There's always what we must do. It's not the place he has gone to prepare. It's not for everybody. It's for those people that are really prepared to reign with him. And I pray that we'll all reign with him in Jesus' name. So let's quickly go back and look at what is hope. You know, hope. We are talking about hope. Remember the last time we spoke about faith. So maybe next time when I have the opportunity, we're going to talk about charity or love. So let's look at the dictionary meaning of hope. You know, it says, hope is a feeling of desire of something and confidence in the possibility of its fulfillment. You know, that is it. You have desire and you're just looking forward to it, and you have confidence that one day, it will get it. And let's look at other meaning as a Christian. For us, hope is a living force that helps a believer to press forth until he get the desired results. Just like we've had before, that we have the hope of eternity. We serve the God that cannot change. Even if everything around us is changing, God will never change. So, you know, as believer, our hope will help us to press forth in our faith, to remain steadfast. Whatever that are happening around us, whatever changing that is taking place, it is this hope that will help us to keep forth, and God will help us in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes, just like I've said before, we live in a very confused world. I remember I went to the post office maybe last week. I want to pay some bill, and I was standing there, and somebody standing in front of me. You know, I cannot place the person. Maybe I should address the person as he or she. I was just looking, because I look, you know, in between, neither here or there. So this is the type of world we are living. And as an end-time Christian, we have to be very careful and just be hopeful and steadfast in our faith. And just, you know, focus on the kingdom of God. Everything we'll be talking about is about the kingdom. Focus about the kingdom of God, because we live in a very confused world. Sometimes if we are not careful, you know, we just be drifting. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at the characteristic of love, of hope, in 1 Corinthians 13:13. It says, "And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of it is love." Some Bible may say charity. We can see from this scripture three powerful forces in the kingdom, faith, hope, and charity. Hope is very important if faith is going to work. Without hope, faith cannot produce, and love will remain barren. So that is very important for us as a Christian. We have to do everything to keep our hope in Christ alive. Let's look again at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. If you are there before me, you can read. I even want people to read so that it will not be my word. And remember, whatever you read, you tend not to forget easily. 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. Praise the Lord. The three forces put together again. Hope here is being referred to as helmet. How many of us we know what helmet is? Helmet is this strong hat that we use to protect ourselves. No soldier will go to war without helmet. Even we encourage our children when they ride their bike that they should always have a helmet for protection, you know, on the head. So as a Christian, you know, we have to have this helmet of hope every time. Because if we don't have it, you know, it's just like a soldier going to war without the helmet. You know, he's going to be exposed to danger. The same thing applies to us. If we don't have our helmet of hope, we are exposed, you know, to danger in this end time period. You know, and we sustain spiritual injury. You know, how many of us know that hope is a spiritual helmet that we have to have at all time in this end time period? If not, you know, there are a lot of things that are going on around us that if we are not careful, if we don't know who we are in Christ, it's very easy to just go along and fall apart. That is why I said before that we have to have it in our mind every time, constantly remind ourselves that Jesus say, "I am the light, that wherever I go, I have to show forth the light of God." And God will give us that grace in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at the book of Hosea chapter 2, verse 15. It's after Daniel. Is anybody there? Praise the Lord. Look at it again. Hope here is being referred to as a door. You know, how many of us, you know, we know the door. If the door of our car, we are all dressed up in the morning and we are about to go to work and we can't find our key, you know, we are going to be denied access to our car. If the door is locked against us, you know, in this auditorium here, after service, we'll not be able to go home. So, we have, you know, hope is being described as a door to gain access, you know, so that we'll be able to gain access to something, you know, the door of blessing. Sometimes if we allow ourselves to lose hope, you know, there are some things that the blessing that God, you know, have for us, if we lose hope, the door of those blessings will be closed. And I pray that the door of our blessings will not be closed in Jesus' name. So that is why we have to be vigilant and be sober, just that the Bible said, and watch well so that we'll be able to keep our hope alive in this end time period. It is very important. You know, sometimes because we don't understand what is happening, we are confused. There are some things that, you know, because the God we serve cannot change. He's never late. You know, whatever we are believing him this morning for, just be hopeful in it and just be steadfast in love. And you see what God will do, because he make everything beautiful in his own time. He can never be late. And whatever you are committed into his hand this morning, I can assure you that your joy will be full in it in Jesus' name. Let's look again at Hebrews 6. And looking at the characteristic of hope. Hebrews 16, 18 and 19. Hebrews 6, 18 and 19. Praise the Lord. If we see again, hope is being described here as an anchor. You know what anchor is? Anchor is a metal that is used to stabilize a ship, you know, in the ocean. As a Christian in this end time period, if we allow the devil to steal our hope, you know, we'll be drifting from the ocean of life, from here and there. We'll not be stable. So that is why it's very important, because if we are trusting God for something and we are not stable, just like the Bible said that a stable man, somebody who is unstable, cannot receive anything from God. So our faith is being described as an anchor, so that we'll be able to hold firm, and God will help us in Jesus' name, so that we'll be stabilized in this end time period. Let's quickly look at Romans 5:5. The book of Romans, we are talking about the characteristic of hope. Hope has been described as an helmet, an anchor, a door. I'll read that one. Say, now hope does not disappoint or make ashamed. That is it. You know, if we keep our hope alive, we'll not be ashamed or disappointed. You know, whatever we are hoping God for, whatever we are believing God to do, you know, he says here that we are not going to be disappointed in those areas, that we are not going to be put to shame, you know. So in this end time period, we have to be firm with God and be deliberate in our walking with him. You know, we cannot be shifting. We cannot be one leg in, one leg out. We have to stand firm, because God's purpose for us is to enjoy life to the fullest. We are not meant to manage life, you know, because our hope is in Christ. Our hope is not in this world. Our hope is in eternity. And I pray as we listen this morning, God will give us more grace, so that we'll be able to keep our hope alive in Jesus' name. I'll quickly take us through to ways that we can keep our hope alive. Number one here is to stay connected to God. If you look at 2 Timothy 2:15, I want everybody to be there. It's a very popular one that we all know. I don't know, maybe we've forgotten. 2 Timothy 2:15. Somebody should even be able to read it for me without opening the Bible. Am I right? 2 Timothy 2:15. Can we read together? Praise the Lord. It say we should do what? Study. It say we should change? Keep changing. What did it say? Study. It say we should complain? No. It say we should study. Separate time. Stay connected to God. We all run a very tight schedule, but we need to separate time in this entire period to study the word of God. You know, meditate upon the word of God. We should not be the Christian that only read the Bible on Sundays. We should separate time. I know we all run a very tight schedule. That God knows that we are going to run a very tight schedule, that we are going to have something that will be, you know, going from one thing to another. But still, the Bible is still saying that we should study. You know, do something about it. Read the word of God, and not reading alone. We have to do what the word says. Let's quickly look at 1 Samuel chapter 15. 20 to 23. 1 Samuel 15. Not only studying the word of God, you have to study it, meditate upon it, and do what it says. Are we there? 1 Samuel 15. As the Lord has great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of ram, for rebellious is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. There's no point in reading the word of God. We come here, we have Bible on tapes, on DVDs. We come here, we hear the word of God every time. The Bible is telling us this morning that to obey is what? It's better than sacrifice. You know, if we read the word of God and we don't do what the word is saying, it means we are rejecting God himself. You know, scanting it that we are being, that we are rebelling, that we are, we rebel against his word and against him. So that is why it's very important for us in this end time that we should stay connected to God, reading Bible, separate time to meditate upon the word of God. You know, look at what the word of God says, ask God for grace to do it, because by ourselves we cannot do it, but we need God. We ask to have the Holy Spirit to help us so that we'll be able to do what the word says. And number two, we have to be spiritually, you know, we have to just look at everything that happened around us. You know, we have to be spiritually awake. You know, just look at everything around you. Don't take anything don't take anything for granted. No, as a Christian, we don't live our life by chance or no, it's luck. No. Because we have a covenant with God. We are his children. Let's quickly look at John 5. There's a story there that we all know. John chapter 5, verses 3 to 7. Are we there? John chapter 5. There's a story that I want us to read there. Are we all there? Can somebody read? Three to seven. Praise the Lord. We know this story here. It's a very popular story. This man has been there for 38 years. Because, why? Spiritually, he was blind. No standing there. He was not sensitive to the move of God. In this end time, if we don't separate ourselves from the world, sometimes we may not be sensitive to the move of God, so that we'll be able to reign with him. It's very important that we should be sensitive to the move of God wherever we are, every day of our life, every hour, because we don't know when Christ is coming. And we can see there are signs of end time written everywhere. So that is why we have to ask God every day for spiritual sensitivity, so that God will help us in Jesus' name. Another thing that can help us to keep our hope alive is that we should have a possibility mentality. You know, if you're always looking at things, oh, I've been in this situation for this long. You don't think. They've been telling me about Jesus that is coming since I was born. Now I don't think he's coming. No. Let's look at Proverbs 23:7. Proverbs 23:7. For as he think in his heart, so he is. You know, if we are always thinking negative, oh, I don't think it's going to be possible. No, we have to have a possibility mentality. We serve a God that cannot change. The Bible says, I am God. Is there anything too hard for me to do? God does not change. Hannah had a possibility mentality. You know, as soon as she was praying and the man of God spoke to her, you know, the Bible recorded that her countenance changed. She went home rejoicing. She has not been eating before because he has a possibility mentality. He knows that God has had her. Then he went home rejoicing. So what are you thinking about? What are you hoping for? keep your hope alive and just believe God that God will do it. Have the possibility mentality that God cannot lie. Whatever he says to do, he will do it. And it will bring it to pass in Jesus' name. Another thing that we need to do to keep our hope alive is to have joyful disposition. Let's look at Romans 12:12. The book of Romans chapter 12, it says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue steadfastly in prayer. You know, we should not be discouraged. Rejoicing in hope. Whatever we are believing God for, we should be rejoicing in it. You know, believing God that it will come to pass, that we stand in the presence of his people to rejoice. You know, God is never too late. We should not be discouraged. You know, the Bible says that in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. You know, look at the situation and rejoice. And just thank God for the situation and know that God that we serve cannot change. Another thing that can help us, you know, to keep our hope alive is to recall past victories. Let's look at Lamentation chapter 3 verse 21. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 21. It says, this I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Again, let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17. Recall past glory. 1 Samuel 17. You know, there's a story there about David. You know, he said, the Lord that delivered me from the power of the lion and the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. You know what happened? Because he knows that he served the God that can never change. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever. You know that the God that has done it for him in the past can never fail. You know? So each time we look at our situation, we should keep our hope alive that in this end time period, we are not going to be, you know, that we are not going to be among the multitude, that because we have been called, we have been separated for God's use, and we are kingdom focused. And just keep our hope alive and be steadfast in serving God in whatever area that God has placed us. Because hope is very important in our Christian race, especially in this end time period. Just like I've shared with you before, that sometimes if we are not careful, you don't even know, as some Christian, we don't even know our rights. We don't even know where we belong. We don't know what God, who we are in him. So we keep, you know, we keep drifting from one error to another. We just follow everything that comes. So that is why it's very important for us at this time to keep our hope alive. And I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. We should not be the people who will just follow the trend. You know, there are many things, just like I've said before, there are many changes. We should not be part of them. The Bible says we should not join the multitude to sin. We should not be the one that, you know, there are a lot of things that are changing. Is it dressing? Everything about the world now is subject to change. Nothing is certain anymore. You cannot say this is what is going to happen in the next hour. On Friday when we came here, somebody, we read prayer point about security in WA. People from other state, they come to WA because WA is quiet and peaceful. We hear every time police chasing people around because what? People burgle houses. And many things happen every day. Sometimes I don't even want to listen to the news because there's no how you are going to put the television on. You see something that, you know, you just look and say, Lord, what is this? So we, as a Christian, and we know that our hope is not in this world, that we have the hope of eternity, we should strive not to follow the trend. There are a lot of trend, you know, things around us that as a Christian, we should not be part of it. That's why we have been called to live a life that is separate from the world. You know, because we have been bought with a price. Our life is no more our own. God has called us into the kingdom of his dear son. What is happening? just like I was saying before, that, you know, we live in a world that nothing, you cannot say this is what is going to happen. You cannot be sure of what is going to happen in the next minute. So, as a believer, we know our hope is not in this world. That's why we should not follow the trend. The Bible says we should not follow the multitude to sin. We should keep ourselves from the world. We have to separate ourselves. We should not be the people that will be following the trend of this world. You know, there are things that, as a Christian, you know where you are going. Just like the Bible has said that we are the light of the world, that we have to make sure that our light show forth to the people of the world. You know, when people cannot even differentiate you from the people of the world, then it means we are not kingdom focused. And just like I've said before, if you are not going to take anything home, just look at what hope is. You know, hope has been described as an anchor. We can go home and look more about it because of our time. A door, helmet. We all know what helmet is. That's why we have to do everything within our power and ask the Holy Spirit to help us so that we'll be able to keep our hope alive. And I believe that God can help us in Jesus' name. What we need to do, just like we have said before, that we should separate time to study and meditate upon the word of God, and God will help us in Jesus' name, so that in this end time period we'll be able to stand for him in Jesus' name. So in closing, I don't know what you are believing God for, what you are hoping God for, but just meditate upon what you have heard. Characteristic of hope does not disappoint, it does not make ashamed. So commit it into the hand of the Almighty God. Ask him to visit you in that area. And ask for more grace. Ask for more power. Ask God to enable you so that you'll be able to keep your hope alive. Can we rise up and pray, please? You've heard the word. You know what hope is. Characteristic of hope. Hope does not disappoint or make ashamed. Hope has been described as an anchor, a door, a helmet to gain access. Ask God for more grace to help you to keep your hope alive in this end time period. Ask God to give you the grace so that you will not be the type of Christian that will follow trend. You are neither here nor there. You are not showing forth your light. You are not operating in the capacity God expects you to operate. Ask him for more grace.
Thank you, Daddy. We worship you. Blessed be your name, O God. Are you losing hope in any area of life? Receive hope now in Jesus' name. Daddy, you are the Lord of hope. Because you know tomorrow from today. You are Alpha, you are Omega. That is why you change not. You have been from the beginning. You are right now. And you forever be. Everything revolves around you. Our circumstances revolve around you. Our lives revolve around you. The stars, the moon, the sun, the weather, everything revolves around you. Is all about you. Daddy, the first thing you did was that you brought order to a disordered world. Father, to every life that is disordered in any way right now, Father, let your order return into such a life in the name of Jesus. To every health that is disordered, you are the God of order. Bring order to that body in the name of Jesus. Every mind that is disordered, you are reordered in Jesus' name. Every home that is in total disorder and disarray, I speak the word of God to you. And I say, hear Jesus speaking here, saying to you, peace be still. My peace give I unto you, not that like the world gives. That peace that passeth all understanding. I say, let order return to you now in Jesus' name. That career that is currently in disorder and in disarray, the King of Glory is here and he speaks to your career. As they receive order, begin to progress right now in Jesus' name. Hope is a door. In the name of Jesus, the key that opened the door of hope, you are open before the children of God right now in Jesus' name. We understand that hope is the helmet. Every head that has no hope is crumbled. The enemy will mess up with the mind of that one. Every mind that is messed up right now, every mind that is troubled right now, I say receive hope in the name of Jesus. Let your people be justified, O God. Let hope return, O God. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' glorious and mighty name we have prayed. Let us share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,